Okay, it's my turn to say Happy New Year to you all. It has been a while since July 1st last year. Sumu and I, we took sabbatical, so we didn't see each other almost 6 months already. So it's good to be back. During the furlough, I spoke too much Mandarin and Fuchao. I forgot a lot of English, so excuse me. During the furlough time, we visit the churches, you know, sometimes speaking, sometimes not, just enjoying worship in different churches. It was exciting. It was good to see brother and sister in our extended family. I mean spiritual family. That's good. Some churches, they are very, very warm. Some are very cold. I learned a lot. But one thing that I would like to bring up is, you know, most of the churches, they have, you know, the joy of participating the tithe or the offerings, which is very encouraging. I mean, when I was in Ghana, visiting Ghana, our family were there, they spent half an hour for the offering time. Everybody come out dancing around and then put money in, and then they praise the Lord and they refuse to sit down and go round and round and round, and they really enjoy it. So I will feel like, you know, our church, we do have offering box behind, but we seldom celebrate in a way that offering can be part of the worship. So we'll see what we can do. Just saying that, you know, with whatever way we offer, either tithe or offerings, with thanksgiving heart, you know, that God will bless us, and God will know. So encourage us to do that also. And also during the sabbatical, two more things. One thing is, one time I was asked to preach at a huge church. They have thousands over people, and they have free Sunday worship. So they asked me, can you come and preach? I said, yes. So I didn't ask, you know, the time for the worship. And I didn't realize the first worship was 7:30. 7:30. I mean, in Malaysia, of course, 6 o'clock already, you know, you can see sunlight. But still, 7:30 is kind of early. So I kind of wondering, how many people come for 7:30? More than 600 people. And when I walk to the door and, you know, getting ready to enter the sanctuary, almost everybody there. That was 10 minutes before 7:30. It was exciting. I mean, I was kind of half awake, but immediately I was awake. I said, sorry, Lord, you know, I kind of lay back in my worship. So in this area, I encourage brothers and sisters, 10 o'clock is not too early. Okay? It's not too early. So please, make your effort. Commit to come even 5 minutes before 10. And be there and get ready to worship our Lord. Because worship our Lord is so precious. Like when you are invited by the government for a dinner, no one dare to be late. You would like to be there at least on time, if not half an hour earlier. So please, you know, make the decision to commit ourselves to come on Sunday morning early, earlier than 10 o'clock. Let's try. And another thing is, I'm not sure if you remember, but I did share and pray for us, because I was speaking at the Youth Mission Conference November 23rd to 26th. Actually, 3 nights. So 23rd, 24th, 25th. 3 nights. We have a Youth Mission Conference. 570 people, young people came for the full, like, 3-day class program. And I was speaking for the 3 nights. I can see the young people there. So-called the young people, 18 to 40 years old. Okay, so that's the range. Some of them already married with children. But anyway, 570 of them, at night time it was open to public service. That means whoever, they are welcome to join us. I'm not exactly sure how many the church can seat, maybe probably 2,000 people, the church, the size, but we have at least 1,005 people, I believe. So, the third night when I finished my preaching, the choir came and started singing, singing the song called Ni. Oh, Chinese side we sing a lot. I'm not sure the English side. Alright. But anyway, it's a Hebrew word called that I'm here. I'm here. So it's kind of a responding song to the calling of our Lord. So the choir starts singing. They sang so well, so I couldn't call them to come before. Because everybody just enjoy listening to their singing so well. So I decide not to say much. I just say that whoever wants to come forward, you know, if you want to become, you know, be full-time, you know, commit yourself to be full-time worker, please come forward. And I try to say more, but because the choir sang so well, so I decide not to say anything. And the organizer, they expect 150 young people to come forward. So they prepared 150 gifts for them. Within 3 minutes, they realized they run out of gifts. People just come forward. I mean, I didn't do anything. I was just standing there, listening to the choir, looking at the young people. They just keep coming. I'm not sure exactly how many people came forward. Maybe 250. Some people say maybe 300. I don't know exactly, because it's jam everywhere. Yeah. We had 50 people, counselors, like pastors, church leaders. They came forward before the young people came, and they were there to pray for those they are coming. So we thought each one pray for 3 people. That's manageable. But end up, we had maybe half people, they didn't get anyone to pray for them. That's exciting. I mean, what I was seeing was, God is moving among the young people, and a lot of people respond to God's calling. God is working mightily everywhere, and He can work here also this morning, the days to come. So brothers and sisters, just prepare ourselves to serve Him, to respond to God, because that is the most blessed way to live a life for our Lord. So please, you know, prepare ourselves to serve Him and to love Him. And also pray for me, because July, August last year, after 2 months of sabbatical, I finished my new book, will come up in a couple months, but it's a training manual. Pray that the book will come up on time, because I already have requests for training in different places, and hopefully not too much. But again, hopefully the training can really help churches to get ready to reach out to the Muslim people. So please pray for the book. Okay, this morning I would like to bring your attention to the message that is very important. This year, 2011, I believe it will be a very challenging year. But I would like our church to consider English, Chinese, we as one church of CCCC, we consider to obey Jesus, obey God's word, and be a discipleship making focused church. So let's pray together, and let's work together, and let's, you know, encourage each other, help each other to cultivate, to develop, to create a culture for our church that, you know, we have the heart for making disciples. Let's read three very familiar verses from Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Okay, so, is it? Okay, thank you. If you have Bible, I encourage you to use your Bible. If not, you can look at the overhead projector, the screen there. Okay, let's read together. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has given me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the earth." Okay, so when we read Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, two things come to our mind. One is the world mission, the Great Commission, the world mission. Usually we listen a lot when people start preaching from these three verses that, you know, we need to reach up to the unreached world. Talk about, you know, like Acts chapter 1 verse 8, say, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Let's always refer back to Acts 1 verse 8, saying that we need to preach the gospel, go and preach the gospel from Jerusalem, that means where we are, in all Judea, that means nearby, and to Samaria, a little bit further away, and to the ends of the earth, that means, you know, to the end of the earth. So quite often we listen message related to Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20 about world missions. But today I would like to bring your attention to actually these three verses also talk about building our church through discipleship making. Build our church through discipleship making. Verse 19, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations." Therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Jesus was talking to his disciples, his 12 disciples, or his disciples, probably the 12 minus 1 plus many other there. Jesus was talking to them. What is really on Jesus' heart was he would like to train, you know, make disciples and train a group of people become disciples, so that those disciples can go and preach the good news, and those disciples can baptize people in the name of the Father, of the Holy Spirit, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Baptize them. Those disciples can go and teach. And those disciples can start, you know, having more disciples, and they start going back and do the same thing. Go and preach the good news. Go and baptize people, new believers, and go and teach. This is kind of a circle going round and round and round. That's the desire of Jesus Christ, to have disciples, and the disciples can continue building churches. So as a local church here, where can we fit in into the whole picture? You see, I'm very proud of some people in our church. When I say some, sorry, I'm not excluding other people, but at least some of them I know well that they are doing the same thing. You know, from the youth, we have someone there try to disciple other people, and hopefully those people can become disciples of Jesus Christ, and they can do the same thing to other people. The ministry keep going. That is the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ when these three verses were recorded. So brothers and sisters, as a church, we have our friends that they are not yet Christian. So how to implement this verse? Go. You know, go and share with them how you become Christian. Go and share with them the goodness of our Jesus Christ. Go and share with them that Jesus loves them. That's very important. And then when we do that, some of them, they will say, well, I would like to become Christian. And go and help them so that they will understand better. They'll have better ground in their beliefs and trust the Lord, and they'll decide saying that, I want to get baptized. Then how can we help them to prepare themselves for the baptism? And then eventually they got baptized. And then we need to continue to help them, to teach them the Word of God, so that they can grow. They can grow. And then when they grow, and they would like to become disciples of Jesus Christ, and they say, well, now it's our turn to go. So they start going. So brothers and sisters, how beautiful is the picture? If our church can develop this kind of culture, that everybody knows where we are going. If we have someone coming to our church, they are not yet Christian, we welcome them warmly with the love of Jesus Christ, and encourage them, and then start sharing with them about Jesus Christ, we would like to bring them into the kingdom of God. We have a lot of people. They show up or in our school or in our neighborhood area. We have a lot of people. They are our friends, and they are not yet Christian. So what Jesus is saying here is, go and make disciples. The aim, the goal is make disciples. It's not just bringing people to our church. It's not just bringing people to come and experience our church like a worship or fellowship. It's more than that. Today, in most of the churches, especially bigger churches, there are a big number of people got stuck. When I say big number of people got stuck, where are they stuck? Usually at the second level, after baptism. Because a lot of people feel like, once I was a sinner, I wasn't a Christian, now I know Jesus, and then I am a Christian now, I got baptized, so I'm in church. And everybody forgot about them. So this group grow. When you ask them to, you know, involve in some kind of ministry, they say, oh no, I don't know how to do it, I'm not capable of doing it. For whatever reason, this group of people grows and grows in almost most of the churches. We need to cultivate a culture to help this group of people to grow beyond just, you know, be a Christian and come to church. We need to help them to grow so that they can become disciples, so they can help other people to grow, so they can reach out to those friends, relatives, they are not yet Christian. So let the circle continue. Let us move forward. That is the idea. That is the idea. Do you realize how powerful it is when we apply this principle, this teaching of Jesus Christ? Brothers and sisters, I realize this is important, and yet it's one of the most difficult things for the church to do. We have very few churches in this world that are successfully doing this. Why I say that? You just look at verse 18. Jesus Christ is telling us something very important from verse 19 and 20. And in verse 18, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has given to me. Therefore go. I always wonder why 18, verse 18. It's like someone, like a baby, a father, you know, just not sure what to do with their children and tell the children, do you know that I'm your daddy? Listen! So when a daddy starts saying like that, it's kind of frustrating. When a mom telling the children saying that, do you know that I'm your mom? Listen, obey! Do you realize what's going on? Even last night when I pray, I just saying that, God, sorry. As human beings, we are the only group of people, the only group of creation that disobey God all the time. You just think about the nation. The son never disobeyed God. He come out on time every time, every day. When the rotation of the earth or whatever, never disobeyed God. But who disobeyed God? We so-called people that God created, the children of God, we always gave God headache. So Jesus said, with all the authority and from heaven and on earth, in heaven and on earth, been given to me so that I tell you, do this, do what? Go, make disciples, baptize them, teach them. It's kind of hard because it's so clear, so simple, and sometimes we don't see happen as it should. So our Lord really wants to speak to us again this morning. You know, with old authority, not just a suggestion, with old authority He commands us to do it. So brothers and sisters, last year we mentioned about 4 E's. I know Dan and some other people already, you know, telling you what it means. So how can we bring people from first E, evangelism, like those people, they are not yet Christian, how to bring them in and become Christian. And once they become Christian, how can we establish them, the second E. So how can we help them to grow in the Lord? And the Bible, even John also saying that, you know, when he addressed people, he addressed children, those young believers, or those they are still drinking milk spiritually in church. And also John also mentioned about the young people, those they are exciting, they are growing. Mentioned about those people in his book. And also he mentioned about adult or elderly people, those already grow into spiritual maturity. So those are people among us. What should we do? So pray that we can, you know, work together, English, Chinese, children, young people, adult, Chinese speaking, English speaking, we work together so that within a year or two, everybody come to our church. Those are our church members or regular attendants. You know, what should I do? And if you see someone, they are new, you talk to them, you realize they are not yet Christian, and you know what to do, and you know how to help them. You know where to introduce them to go to a certain class, or you know how to share with them. If they come and they are Christian, then we know how to help them to move from where they are to a higher ground. So this is very important. So I encourage you all to pray with us so that when we try to develop, when we try to, work on the strategy, work on the 4 E's, how can we move people from, you know, outsider or seekers into new believers, and then into growing disciples, and even into servant leaders. Those are different terms we are using, but basically the same idea. Move people from, you know, from outside the salvation of Jesus Christ and all the way to become disciples of Jesus, so that they can start sharing and leading people to the Lord and help them to grow and become disciples again. Those are very exciting. Is it worth to invest our lifetime to do that? Definitely worth. You know, Chuck Kwok did. He is doing a lot of discipleship training. Sometimes the student pass by, and just a few years, and then some of them become church leaders when they leave left Columbia area and return to China or to other cities. And just look at our youth. Every year we have a few getting ready to graduate from high school. I wasn't worried about you people because I realized some of you, at least, not if not all, you are ready. You are ready to serve the Lord no matter where you are. So you go to the university or college or whatever, then I encourage you to consider that you are a disciple of Jesus Christ. Do something for the Lord. Keep growing. So let's, you know, whoever invests on you, that's never been in vain. You know, continue to serve the Lord. And let us leave out the three verses from Matthew chapter 28. Make disciples, because you are disciples. Make disciples. But if you feel that, well, I don't think I'm a disciple, I'm kind of follower, and just, you know, has a desire to grow and to become a disciple this year. So, brothers and sisters, those are very important. Go, baptize, teach, and make disciples. Let the circle just keep going. Keep going. This is a direction for individual and also for our church. It's very important. Is it worthwhile? Year 80, I start planting church. I was by myself, one person. And then I decide to approach a church, an English-speaking church. Because some English-speaking church, they have family members or friends, they are not used to English. They speak Mandarin. So I asked them, can you borrow some people? Just help me for 6 months to start off, to stand up on my ministry. And six of them from the English church came. One was a headmaster of a school, and his wife doesn't speak English. So he would like his wife to have a Chinese church. So, and the other, they have friends. They are Chinese speaking, Mandarin speaking, so they cannot invite them to the English church. That was year 80. I start the ministry in the month of August. Year 87, when we left the area, we have 5-6 churches planted, 3 languages. You know, 5 churches Chinese, 1 church is not Chinese. It's a local tribe of people. And we can see a lot of disciples train out. A lot of them. Just 2 months ago, actually a month ago, December 20th, 19, I was preaching at the English church. And after that, one of the very first disciples that I trained him, he is now 71, 72 already. And they're still loving the Lord. So when we left the church, 7-6 churches, we have around 250 people adults. And when I look back, I just count how many of them I disciple them. And they are the church leaders. Still, they are the church leaders. So just 1991, our family arrived in Niger. So we reached out to the Manga people. It's a very traditional Muslim African tribal group. Manga people. So when we arrived there, we start our ministry, learning their language, adapt to their culture. And then only 1994, I believe it was April, the first real Manga people accept the Lord and stay on. When I say real, I mean in the beginning we do have a few, but they say they accept the Lord and they disappear. But this was the first one. The Manga people came to the Lord. So I gave him 18 months personal discipleship training. 18 months. 2 mornings per week. You know, Africans, they are very free. They have a lot of free time. So as missionary, they can easily arrange time. And every morning we have 3 to 4 hours. 2 mornings per week for 18 months, non-stop. You know what happened? Before 18 months over, he said that he would like to be an evangelist or pastor. to reach out to his own people. 4.5 million population, he was the first full-time pastor. Do you know what that means? This one person can change, you know, a lot. Can mean a lot to the Manga people. And after that, we work together to reach out to the villages, and then we build a church building. And now they invite another pastor because they need more worker, because they plant churches in the nearby smaller town. I see through this kind of reaching out, go and bring people to the Lord, and then baptize them, teach them, and make disciples, and the circle keep going. I see hope for the 4.5 million of Manga people. I see people turn to the Lord from darkness, from bondage. I see God is moving even through just one tiny family, and slowly it moves and moves, and more people involved in the ministry. So brother and sister, what Jesus Christ is saying here? Jesus Christ is saying, you know, be a church that really implements his teaching, obey his teaching, and then help people to make disciples. Don't stay as where you are so weak and feel like incapable and not sure what to do with our Christian life, and just feeling like, okay, if I can make it to the Sunday, that's good enough already. Don't feel that way. God is expecting us much more than that. So may God help us. May God help us. So when we pray for ourselves, we pray that God, okay, I'm maybe not yet a disciple, but I would like to be a disciple of Jesus Christ this year. God help me. And when you pray this prayer, you prepare yourself. Maybe you can take the initiative to talk to pastor, to some, you know, church leaders, just saying that, can you help me? But at the same time, as a church, we would like to develop a culture, develop a program, develop a strategy. Hopefully, you will become a real impact to each one of us in this church and beyond. Let's pray. Father God, we want to thank you again for bringing us back in the early of the year, that we can worship you, that we can listen to your word, and let your word be our guide and direct us in this coming year. May all of us have the desire to grow in you, to grow into discipleship, to grow into the servant leaders, to grow into maturity, to grow into, you know, the person that you can use us to continue the circle, so that we can reach out, so that we can, you know, help the young believer, so that we can teach people, so that we can, you know, make disciples. Lord, be with us and guide us step by step as we have the desire to obey you, to do what you want us to do. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.